I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 53-year-old guy named Mitch owns the Sherbrooke Hotel in Miami and has been in a three-year feud. That's a long time to be fighting with somebody. With a nightclub across the street called Mango's Tropical Cafe.
Ah, see what they did there.
What?
Mangoes.
You can't handle the mango.
The melons. Uh-huh.
Man, yeah, look what you
Hooters
got over
was
there.
Taken, so they had to go with something else.
I'd love to go to a nightclub called Hooters. How do you get in?
Funny.
Is that how you get in?
I don't know. That was a bad owl. I'm better at pigeon. Mitch has been part of a group that was pushing the city to make bars and clubs turn down their music, and last week, that group got a victory when the city agreed to some noise ordinances. And Mitch apparently celebrated by sneaking into Mango's and stealing a bunch of soiled towels. So, like, it's like dirty towels that they've already used. Like, why would you want those? He took them from behind the bar.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly. Those are gross, wiping everything up. I could see, like, new towels. You're like, okay. But, like, ugh, nasty. Mango's had some surveillance footage, though, that showed it wasn't the first time that he had done that. So they turned the tapes over to the cops, and Mitch was arrested for theft. It's like, if you already win something, why do you got to go and, like, make it even bigger? Like,
yeah, but what kind of guy, his thought process is, I'm going to get you back. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to steal your dirty towels. That'll show you.
Are they expensive? I could, like, if it's something that, like, everybody needs.
I highly doubt it.
I don't know. I would have taken, like, alcohol from the bar or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Load up on that stuff.
All right. He's not right.
A 20-year-old woman named Asia from Florida was feeding her 1-year-old son on Saturday and eating some chicken nuggets.
As all American heroes do.
And her brother walked up and grabbed a few off her plate.
How dare he? The disrespect.
Would you say he's a terrorist then?
The utter disrespect. Yes. Arrest him.
Yeah, utter? What, was she breastfeeding?
Well, yes. That's technically what she was doing.
Ah, okay.
Give a little tuggy tug. Anyways, he walked up, grabbed him off her plate. That made her really angry, so she started throwing the nuggets at her brother.
Now, don't waste the other ones, Asia.
I mean, come on. How are you going to throw chicken nuggets? If you like
chicken nuggets, this disgraceful. Is
he wasn't hurt, thankfully. So she must have not, you know, hit him in the eye.
I guess not.
I'm trying to think, like, how would a chicken nugget hurt you? It'd have to hit you, like, right in the eye.
I mean, if you throw it hard.
Really?
I mean, yeah, if you throw it as hard as you can, that would hurt.
I don't know. I'd love for somebody to throw chicken nuggets at my face. I'd catch as many as I could. He wasn't hurt, but he did call the cops, and Asia was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery.
She's throwing chicken nuggets at me.
Too bad they don't have that, like, actually on your, like, arrest, like, photo right up there. It's like, okay, Asia was arrested for throwing chicken nuggets. And your final Dummy of the Day story today, I had to do some research on this one because I didn't exactly know what this was, but a 14-year-old Louisiana girl has gone viral after she got a hammer stuck in her mouth.
I'm sorry, what?
A 14-year-old girl in Louisiana, she's kind of gone viral now. She got a hammer, like a
nail hammer.
Nail hammer stuck in her mouth.
Why was that in her mouth?
Well, the girl was talking with her friends about the Korean boy band BTS. I never heard them before, so let's enjoy. Here we go.
Yeah, they've got like a really weird following. Like, people that like them are obsessed.
I think they're saying money. The song's called Blood, Sweat, and Tears. But, I mean, could you imagine being a 14-year-old girl just loving this?
Makes me want to swallow a hammer.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so that's what it was. She just couldn't control herself, so she just grabbed the first thing in front of her and put it in her mouth.
Wait a minute. Maybe she was drunk. She was hammered.
I don't think alcohol was involved in this story. The girl was, though, talking with her friends about the Korean boy band BTS, and she described one of the members as, quote, so beautiful, I could shove a hammer in my mouth.
What?
I don't know.
And so her friend was like, okay, so prove it, or?
Her friend then challenged her to do just that.
Of course. No 14-year-old BTS fans. We don't do that.
She posted a photo of the hammer in her mouth on Twitter with the caption, quote, how do you tell your mom that you got a hammer stuck in your mouth?
You don't. You just move away.
She posed for a picture, too?
Well, the hammer got stuck in her mouth for about 20 minutes or so. She couldn't get it out.
Oh, my gosh. Because
you think one end's not bad. The other one's got like a hook, or, you know, it's got like a hook over there.
Well, maybe it's a sledgehammer, no?
Oh, my God. That's like, geez, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. I don't even think he'd do a sledgehammer. But
how'd she get it out?
It doesn't say. It just says finally she was able to wiggle it out. I assume... If I'm just right now visually, I'm glad we're not doing a visual this. I'm visually putting a hammer in my mouth and
yes, you are.
That hand gesture is a little questionable.
You can do it too. Go ahead and grab something with your hand as if you had a hammer. Do this with me, and you have like the circle end that nails the nail down, and then you have like the other end that's curved, like kind of hooked that pulls the nails out of the wall and stuff.
Yeah, we know what it looks like.
Listen, radio's a visual medium here. I'm trying to create a picture in your mind. So I'm holding the hammer right now. I assume...
Don't shake the hammer.
I assume I would turn the hammer, like, the hammer down and
you
put...
You know what? You asking people to pretend like they're putting a hammer in their mouth is exactly like the joke. Like, hey, pretend like you have a salt shaker and you're sprinkling salt in your mouth. You know that joke?
And you could taste it. Like, if you close your eyes and you shake the salt and pepper towards your mouth, you could taste it.
I've never
tried it?
No.
Yeah. So close your eyes.
Okay, close my eyes. All right,
imagine one hand as a salt shaker and one hand as a pepper shaker the other hand.
Does it matter which hand?
Doesn't matter which hand.
Okay.
And then stick your tongue out and close your eyes.
Okay. Stick your tongue out, and then if you shake them towards your face, you can taste the salt and the pepper without even actually having salt or pepper.
I can.
No.
On top, I can taste the pepper.
That is not what that looks like.
Well, you guys have to take video so I can see exactly what you're talking about.
We'll put it on Snapchat.
Radio Now.
Radio Now 1009. Add us right now. Trust me, you want to see this.
All right, but what end would you guys put in first for the hammer? I assume you would put in the sharp end first. Like the hooked end first, like it would go in your mouth like bloop, and then like the other part would like fit right in.
Yeah, probably.
Depends on the gag reflex.
Well, I mean, you're not putting it deep. Okay.
Well, I mean, like, you know, some people could swallow like a sword or something. So you would put the hook towards the back. And let the, like, the thing that hits the nail on the roof of your mouth. Right?
Joe and Alex Show, yeah. I mean, tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Do you think you'd use, like, the hammer, like, the flat part that knocks the nail in, or do you use the hook part to actually, like, put that in your mouth?
Kids, don't try this at home.
No, but this is a serious question to ponder. Nothing wrong, Alex, with wondering things, because somehow this is all related to science, I think. All right, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. I'm just going to hear a little bit more of this. Maybe we can start playing this.
Money.
Are you sure they're saying money?
Yeah, it probably means something else.
No, they're saying money. Money. Oh, yeah.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Love and Hip Hop star Karen King was arrested for skipping car payments on her Maserati. King was in court on Monday for a fraud case, but ended up being arrested for missing payments. She's been accused of skipping months of payments on the Maserati she bought in 2014. She was released after she paid her $500 bond. The Maserati hasn't been taken away from her. Netflix's popular series 13 Reasons Why has inspired backlash and serious concerns from viewers and mental health experts since it premiered last March. Now, a new study seems to support the argument that the series' graphic depiction and overall handling of suicide could be harmful. And study authors want Netflix to pull the show. The findings showed that after the release of 13 Reasons Why, all suicide-related searches were 19% higher than expected.
But, well... Is it like ways to kill yourself or just about suicide? Because, of course, if you have a huge show, people are going to search about suicide.
Ways to kill yourself was rated higher than things like Suicide Hotline.
But isn't it still people being curious, though? Like this one, I don't know, like, I know this is deep and twisted, but I would look into them like, well, what are the different ways? Not that I would do it.
I don't know, man. They're seeming to think it's a negative thing. But, yeah, I mean, I guess that's a valid question. DeMario Jackson is reportedly being considered by producers for the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars. Jackson was part of the misconduct scandal with his Bachelor in Paradise co-star Corinne Olympios. Production on the Bachelor spinoff was temporarily shut down over the incident. The Roseanne reboot will include new characters, including the children of Darlene and David. Sources say they will have two kids, a son and a daughter. More controversial will be a casting call for Darlene and David's son named Mark, who will be named for daughter Becky's late husband. But there's a twist. The new 9-year-old Mark will be gender creative, quote. The casting call asks for a kid who can play sensitive and effeminate and displays qualities of both young female and male traits. Starz has given the green light to Twilight author Stephenie Meyer for a new show. The network announced that Meyer will be executive producing an adaptation of the Daniel O'Malley novel The Rook as a supernatural drama. The Rook was published in 2012 and follows a young woman who wakes in a London park with total amnesia, surrounded by dead bodies wearing latex gloves. She then begins to work for a secret governmental organization that protects Britain from supernatural threats. Scheduled to premiere in 2018. Sounds like my kind of show, doesn't it? Rihanna was recently caught on camera buying snacks at a convenience store and told her friends, "They ain't got no ruffles." The video was posted on a fan's Instagram account and several trolls wrote hateful comments about Rihanna's weight, but she simply laughed it off and replied, "Somebody called me too fat?" She added three crying laughing emojis to the post.
I saw that.
She does look like she's gained a lot of weight.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does. Even Buster
texted
me. He's like, "Whoa, what happened to Rihanna?" I mean, it's not like she looks bad, but like from what we're used to seeing Rihanna look like, she does look like she's gained weight. She could be pregnant for all we know.
She is not fat.
She's not fat, but she's gained weight. There's a difference. If you say somebody looks like they've gained weight, you're not saying this person is morbidly obese. You're just like,
no,
they've
but
gained
everybody,
some weight.
Everybody I was hearing and like reading online, like, "Oh, Rihanna's fat now." Like, "Oh, look how fat she is."
And we've all been her at the convenience store. Ain't
yeah,
got
really.
No ruffles.
You ain't got no ruffles.
Wait. You ain't got no Fritos?
That's the garbage.
Coming up in about 5 minutes or so here on the Joe and Alex Show, your chance to win a $50 Main Event gift card. You can do a lot of cool stuff there, like enjoy the summer fun pass, bowling, pool. They like to call it billiards. I say pool. And laser tag. I can't wait with my new hip, by the way. I'm like 5 weeks almost out of from surgery. I'm going to be running all up in that place. Boom!
Yeah,
headshot!
You should take your little brother.
Yeah, my little brother, man. Michael, him and I are going to go play some laser tag. Right now, though, let's get into this story that kind of is scary. A woman got attacked by a snake that she rescued.
I'm a snake.
Yes.
I'm a Slytherin snake.
We're all snaky.
I'm a snake. I'm a Slytherin snake. Snake.
Yes, you are. Firefighters rescued an Ohio woman after a boa constrictor wrapped around her neck and bit her face.
Oh my gosh.
Then clamped down on her nose and wouldn't let go.
Oh, I would be so scared. I'd be so scared that it like literally bit my nose off.
The woman called 911 asking for help. And the thing is, they didn't really think she was serious at first.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
Oh, please.
Hello?
I have a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Ma'am, you have a what?
Hey, what are you
You're
doing?
Laughing?
How are you laughing at this?
She has a snake stuck to her face.
The 911 dispatcher is just like, huh?
I don't think she understood or heard her at first. This is serious, though.
Boa constrictor.
You have a boa constrictor stuck. You're outside with a boa constrictor stuck to your face.
Yes.
Okay.
I just rescued it yesterday, please.
You arrested the boa constrictor, yes?
I'm like, Jesus, lady, no, I rescued
it.
I don't know what I'm saying. I got a snake stuck to my face.
Seriously.
I rescued it.
You rescued it. Okay. Okay, ma'am. All right, stay on the line, please.
Imagine. The thing is, like, wrapped around you, chopped on your nose, and you got your phone up there like, can you hear me? Like, yeah, the snake bit me up my nose.
Yeah, seriously.
I need help.
That's why it's hard to understand
ma'am,
her.
Ma'am, put the snake on the phone.
Ma'am, ma'am, have you been drinking here?
Let me talk to him. Let me see if I can talk to him.
Firefighters found the woman lying in the driveway of her home with the 5-foot-long snake. That's a big old snake right there.
I'm a snake. Mm-hmm. I'm a slithery little snake.
It was wrapped around her neck and biting her nose. So when they got there, a firefighter used a pocket knife to cut off the snake's head. So
yikes! Aww. Ew, imagine all the blood and guts would go right on your mouth.
Actually, I don't think snakes bleed out that much, do they?
Yeah, they would.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't think so.
They're not bloodless. They're not like an empty tube.
But I've seen like people.
They're not.
Wait, do snakes have bones?
Yes, Jesus. God, help us all.
No,
yes.
I don't think they do.
Snakes have bones.
No, I don't
yes.
think they have a bone in there. I think it's just open. That's why they can swallow like a baby deer.
They have.
There's no bones.
And their heads grow back.
The only bones are in their face.
Their heads grow back when you chop it.
Yeah, and their heads
Siri,
grow back.
Siri, do snakes have bones? Let's just see if I can get an answer there.
I don't think you
Here's
did it
what
right.
I found on the web for do snakes have bones. What was to see if I can't answer.
I didn't ask her that. Yes, snakes have bones. Gosh, Alex, yes.
No, I don't believe it.
Okay, good.
It's a government conspiracy.
So, anyways, the boa constrictor is one of the two snakes she rescued the day before. The woman had 11 snakes, including 9 pythons and the boa constrictor. So she was trying to help out, and the snake ended up biting her in the nose.
I'm going to put a poll on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, and I'm going to ask people if they think snakes have bones.
Alex, they do. There's
the
no
correct
need to,
answer
there's
is
no need
no.
to put a poll up. They really have bones.
If you're Team Alex, say no.
This might be one of the easiest ways you could win here on the Joe and Alex Show. You just need to tell us your name, and then we're going to dial it up. That's about it. It's the 1-800 name game. Let's get our first person on the phone. Emily, good morning. It's okay, Emily. You don't have to talk.
Yes, you do. You're on the radio.
Emily, are you there?
Oh, we must have lost her.
I'll put her back in hold. Maybe she just like, you know, speakerphone in it. Let's go to David. David on line 3.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning, my man. All right, this is really simple. We are going to dial up 1-800-DAVID, or at least a little as many letters as we can, and we're going to see what, Alex?
We're going to see if your name combined with 1-800 equals a phone sex hotline. Hey.
Giggity.
Hey.
What?
Have you ever tried that before, David?
No.
All right. Well, today will be a first.
Yes. This is the 1-800 name game. It's kind of like Stanley's team or the Cubs.
Please don't, because we're going to get a cease and desist. Don't do that. Just let
That's
it
the
be.
Tune.
All right. Producer MYK is now going to dial up your name as like 1-800-DAVID, and we will find out. He'll let us know when it's ready to start ringing, and I will push the button, and we'll see here, David. Hopefully you'll win. Here we go. It's ringing. Let's see. Come on. I think this is a person's number.
Oh, my God.
I'm not feeling good about this.
It must be a business.
Thank you for calling Fisher and Father.
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
Wasn't a phone sex hotline.
Sorry, David. All right.
That's a buzzer. Nope.
Keep on calling 317-239-1009 because this might take a while. Let's go to Taylor on the Joe and Alex Show. Taylor, have you ever called a 1-800 number before?
I mean, I have, but not a sex line.
Oh, okay.
Do women do that? Like, I'm sure, I know guys do.
I don't think we do.
I'm sure some do.
Yeah, freaks. All right. Let's dial it up. MYK is picking up the phone right now. We've got you locked in. And in 1 second, he'll let us know when it actually is ringing. And you're going to have to hope for somebody on there to be kind of talking all sexy. Like, hey, how you doing? Dialing. And here we go. Let's listen.
Thank you for calling the TaylorMade Golf Company.
Golf. No, not golf.
You might add some balls there, but that was about it.
There were some balls, but they weren't the right kind.
Thank you for calling in this morning. All right, let's try again. We may not get anybody. This is a tough game. You guys say it's easy. I don't know if we'll get anybody or not.
We will.
All right, Ryan is on the Joe and Alex Show. Ryan, have you ever called a 1-800 number, like one of those phone sex lines?
Not the phone sex line.
Just a normal 1-800 number.
All right. Well, MYK is going to dial it up right now. He'll do 1-800 and then I guess the rest of your name. And we'll see if this is going to work or not. He'll give me the thumbs up when it's ringing. And we'll see. Do you think Ryan's going to have it, Alex?
Ryan? I'm going to say no.
It's ringing.
Welcome to America's hottest top
line.
Yeah!
I'm waiting to talk to you. Press 1 to connect free now. Ladies, to talk to interesting and exciting guys free.
Yeah. He doesn't have any faith in me.
Guys, press 1 now. Ladies, press 2 now.
There it is, Ryan.
That's awesome.
Be proud.
Yeah, hey, man, congratulations. He knew it was going to go
Ryan,
through, too.
Ryan, see, when you talk to a girl on Bumble and she asks for your number, you can give her 1-800-RYAN and then let her call that.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
All right, dude, congratulations. We're hooking you up this morning with that $50 main event bonus play card. You can head out there for some fun this summer with the Fun Pass, and you can play bowling, pool, and laser tag, all that you can handle. I would be doing the laser tag like nonstop, but that's just how I roll right there. All right, hold on. This is going to be interesting.
Coming up on the Joe and Alex Show.
What?
I'm disturbed because of the, you don't know about this. Joe wants to know what's coming up next. And Alex says that all women do this when they start dating a new guy. Now, I've been married with my wife for 4 years, but married for almost two. And I think that this is crazy what Alex is saying. But when I asked my wife this question last night, just to kind of get an idea of what was happening, she wouldn't answer me.
There it is. I'm right. Proof.
But I don't believe this. There's no way.
Yep.
But Alex says majority of women, yes, Joe, this happens when they start dating a guy.
Let's see if I'm right.
I'm hoping that you're wrong. Joe wants to know. That's coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
I definitely want to hear from ladies in 1 second to confirm or deny what was told to me yesterday after the show. I was talking to Alex, and I don't even remember exactly how this came up, but maybe you do if you can refresh my memory. But Alex says that all women talk about a guy's, talk about a guy's package. Is that a way to put it, I guess?
Yeah. When you first start dating.
Yeah, like when you first start dating and something happens, maybe you don't hook up, but, you know, you've seen something.
You've seen it. Once you've seen it, you go to brunch. So that's on the Friday night, Saturday morning, or that Saturday night and Sunday morning. You and your girlfriends go to brunch. And what's the first thing they ask when they know that you've seen it? They say, so what was it like?
How big was it? How do they know that they've seen it?
Because, like, it's obvious. Like, you look at your girlfriend, she just has the look.
She's
like,
glowing.
You just know. Yeah,
she's
you just
glowing.
Know. You're what like, it, okay, you and Jimmy, you did some stuff, didn't you, Sarah? And then Sarah's, like, looking all, you know, like, I didn't even say anything. And then, like, you just know. And then the girls all interrogate each other about the different sizes of their dudes.
And Sarah wants to tell everybody.
And she acts at first. Sarah yeah. always acts at first. Like, she doesn't want to admit it, but, like, Sarah wants to admit it. She's dying to tell you. Was it wider? Was it taller? Was it this? Was it that? Like, yeah, for sure.
I've never heard of, like, of girls or women doing that. Like,
it absolutely happens.
That seems like a guy thing. Like, when guys are hanging out, like, dude, man, how was it? You know what I'm saying? Like, how were her boobs?
I'm not saying it's a hard and fast rule that every single girl does it, because some girls are just super shy about their sex lives.
Yeah.
But I would say the majority, when you're with your very close girlfriends, you do end up talking about it. And you end up talking about if they're good and bad or not. I had a coworker a couple years ago, and she is super happily married. She thinks her husband is hot as blank. But she told me in private, my husband is the worst kisser. I mean, girls tell each other things like, well, my husband's not the greatest in bed, but, like, I love him or whatever. Like, you admit it.
Ugh. See, now I'm disturbed. 317-239-1009 for Joe Wants to Know. Is Alex telling the truth here? Is this something I never knew about, like, girlfriends I've had in the past and my now wife, that when they start dating and something happens and you kind of see, you know, certain spots, that you talk about it, like you gossip about it?
Well, here's the thing. What did I do yesterday? I told you this theory.
Yeah.
You didn't believe me, and I gave you some homework. I said, go home and ask Lindsay if when you guys first met, by the time you guys had hooked up for the first time, did she tell her girlfriends about what you got going on downstairs? So
yeah,
did you ask her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my wife and I are an open book, and we talk about everything. So I said, hey, pretty much what you said. And I asked her, and then she wouldn't answer me.
She refused to answer?
She wouldn't answer.
So what did she say?
She's like, I don't know. Like, she just stalled.
Did she say it doesn't matter? Did she giggle? Like, what was her reaction? Or, like, I'm not going to talk about this. Like, what did she say?
She said she's not going to talk about it.
Okay, yeah. That's because she did.
That means
told her friends.
That means she didn't talk about it. She's like, I'm not going to talk about it. That's what it had to
have
meant. Are we going to have to take Lindsay to brunch?
Yeah, I'll take Lindsay to brunch.
None of you guys are going anywhere with my
life. She knows that you would be upset. Okay, if you found out that Lindsay disclosed your size to her girlfriends, would you be upset with her?
If I was, like, packing, like, a major beef stick, no. I'd be like, yeah, that's right, ladies. Check out
this
ballpark.
But you're the average Joe. Is it safe to say you're the average Joe?
Oh, God.
I would say I'm average.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm a little fat. But, yeah, I'd say I'm average Joe when it comes to that kind of a thing right there. Yeah, pretty much. All right, 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Are you just going to put that question up there? Are you going to make it a poll? What are
we
going to do with this one?
Yeah, I'm saying, do girls tell their other girlfriends what guys have got going on down there on Twitter?
All right. Let's see. We already got some calls. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Sarah,
what are you laughing about?
Because she's Sarah.
Sarah.
Because it is so true. So yes! I have a it is 100%. I have a group of friends that well, the guy that I'm dating now, as soon as we all like start dating somebody new, when we do end up doing stuff, we have a code word. We say coloring, and then we just go in about details about what was going on, what mm-hmm. we did. It's 100% true. Yeah.
See, there it is.
And we go in detail.
And you guys thought I was crazy saying Sarah, but look at that. She's always the expert. Sarah, we'll go to brunch sometime.
Sarah, hold on. No, none of you guys are going to brunch with my wife. I'll tell you that. She's eating at home for the rest of her life. Sarah, when it comes to that, though, let's say your guy is average or below average. Are you really going to talk about coloring there?
Yeah. I'm 100% honest with my friends. Like
there is some weird coloring.
That's why when they met him, the first thing I told him, I said, they're probably going to look at your pants. They're going to look down and probably like, we know. So,
does that mean he's really big then if they were looking, or do they always look no matter what?
You always look.
They always do it, and it's more to make him uncomfortable, but the guy I'm with now knows that we talk in detail about stuff, and we even have our little like code words now too. So.
Wait, can you tell us some of the code words, keeping it clean?
Keeping it clean,
like,
if what you
they can. Mean? Oh, yeah, no, they're completely normal things. We say guacamole, coloring.
What do you mean? Is because guac rhymes with... Okay.
It's a safe word. Oh, it's a safe word that we have.
So guacamole means you like what's going on or you don't like?
No, guacamole is the safe word I have with him when it's too much. So.
Oh, okay. No, I'm talking about, I thought you meant you had code words with your girlfriends about on.
Yeah, that's it's coloring. And then for coloring is when you go all the way, because we all have kids. So there was one point we were just trying to make up words we didn't know what we were talking about. it's either a marker or a Crayola.
Okay.
Everything is like Crayola related.
I'm sure they're loving this ringing endorsement this morning. Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for calling in. I'm still in disbelief, but the phone lines are blowing up. 317-239-1009. We will talk to you next. You can also tweet at us, Joe and Alex Show. I want to know, for Joe wants to know, is Alex telling the truth? She's saying that almost all women, after they ended up doing something with a guy, they talk to all their girlfriends and like, guess what? You know what he's got? I'm in disbelief. The reaction that we're getting here for Joe Wants to Know, Alex told me yesterday that, you know, like when girls like start seeing a guy and they actually do something, like they've seen their, you know, their privates, we all talk about that. I'm like, no, like I know guys talk about everything. We're just gross. We don't care. But why would women want to sit around and talk about a bunch of dudes' stuff?
Oh, well, not only are we talking about it, we're showing you pictures. If you're stupid enough to send a picture of yourself, you can bet we are showing all of our girlfriends, texting it,
everything. Aren't you worried, though, that like maybe you got that, you know, like that that one friend, Susan, for example, like, you know, she kind of always is coming after your guy. Like, she can't get her own man, so here comes Susan trying to get your man meat. Aren't you worried if she sees what your guy's got, she might go after it?
Nah.
Stealthy Susan.
Nicole says, so I put on Twitter, @JoeAndAlexShow, do girls, yes or no, talk about a guy's size after they've hooked up with their girlfriends? Nicole said, of course. Who else are we supposed to talk about it with? Stephanie, oh my God, so true. And if guys are stupid enough to send a D pic, it's getting shown. Snippets of Us said, 100% yes. My girlfriends and I used to have, quote, wine nights, and that's all we'd talk about was our men. Courtney,
wine and wieners.
Oh my Lord. Yes, we do. It's like a 30-minute conversation. Kylie, oh yeah, definitely 99% of the time. You guys aren't true friends if you don't talk about it.
317-239-1009. Let's talk to David. David's on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, David?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Are you shocked by this news?
No, not at all.
Okay, so how long have you been with your girlfriend? I'm assuming you must have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I've been with my fiance. It was actually 2 years of this last July 6th.
So, did you accidentally find out that she told all her girlfriends about your package, or did she just tell you that she had told them?
Well, it wasn't her girlfriends exactly. We're going to meet her mom, and her mom's like her best friend. And she's like, just so you know, I told my mom some stuff about you, you know. I was like, okay, like, what did you say? You know, I got to know what the 411 is, you know, so, you know, make good first impression on, you know, Mama Bear.
Uh-huh.
And So we go have dinner with her mom, and I introduce myself, and she's like, "Hey, Mr. Big Man," and I was like, "Oh my god."
Man, that is savage.
Oh, my God, David. That's crazy, dude. Thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex show. I couldn't. Like, I know my mother-in-law. I don't even want to think about that, but.
Gosh, that's on another level.
Dang,
telling
David.
Your mom?
Hey, Mr. Big Man. All
wow.
right. LaToya. LaToya is on the Joe and Alex show. Is Alex correct about this, something that all women are kind of doing after they do something with a guy?
Yes, she is totally 100% correct. No matter what, we are sitting around in a circle talking about everything and dishing about everything. But to your point you made earlier, you do have to watch which girlfriends you tell, because some of them may try to see if it's true.
Ooh.
Or, you know, because you know who your slutty friends are.
That's true. We always do.
LaToya, what's your slutty friend's name?
I'm not saying
LaToya, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We appreciate it. I was hoping I could just get back. Oh, it's Tanya. You know Tanya. Let's talk to A Boogie. Hey, it's been a while. A Boogie.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? You used to do this?
Yes, I used to do this. I would say, I stopped in high school, but I would say like early 20s. Now, I do have one friend that we compare notes, if you will.
Hey, can I see that answer real quick? There we go.
But, yeah, I had a really, really, really close friend, one of my best friends since I grew up in high school, 15 on. And I met this guy, and we kicked it off, and we were going strong, and came over to his house one day, and her car was there. And
ooh.
They wouldn't let me in.
Right?
Wow. And now they have four kids together.
Dang. Oh. Good thing you didn't actually go inside. They were busy.
Right, but they are not together. He is a woman beater, and she went through a lot of hell behind that.
That
and
sucks.
She lost a good friend behind that, too.
No, I'm assuming that's you. Hey, Boogie, real quick. I didn't get to ask any of the other women because I just thought of this, though. Do you think it's okay, like with, let's say, myself, MYK, Buster, Hunter, Elliot King, everybody that works here at Radio Now, they're all my buddies. Like, if I had a photo of my wife, she never does, but if she texted me, like, a photo of her boobs. Like, maybe
no
I wanted to see that.
No way. Is that is completely out of bounds. That's how, what I do.
No. See, and I knew this, and I'm so glad. How is it
way.
Okay for women to share D pics and talk about their guy's stuff all
okay,
day?
But
it is a double standard. It is a double standard.
But if I show my wife's boobs or her hoo-ha...
This is your wife.
It's a woman.
Sorry. I just feel like that's just overstepping it right there a little bit.
Listen, everybody overstepping
just a
it.
Little.
I just don't get with all these double standards here. I thought we all wanted equality here for men and women.
No, women say they want equality, but when it comes down to it, we want to be able to show our friends the D pics without you showing our P pics.
Alex, what are you applying for?
So I have some very exciting news, especially to those of you that are in Bachelor Nation like me.
What? Bachelor Nation represent?
I ended up filling, after so many people have been bugging me to do it, I decided to go ahead and pull the plug, and I sent in my online application for The Bachelor yesterday.
I feel bad because, like, I think it'd be cool if you were on there, but, like, I don't want you to be on there, though, because I want you to be here.
Well, I know, and here's the thing. So I'm going to read you what
I
wrote.
Like, I got mixed emotions about it.
Here's the thing. First of all, I already told people on Twitter, if you follow my personal Twitter, then you already know, like, I always update people what's going on in my life very frequently. And I said as soon as I did it, like, guys, I did it. I sent my online application in. But here's the thing. I wouldn't get excited because once they found out that I was on another dating show about a year ago, they're probably not going to like that.
Is that like a no-no kind of?
Well, it's a no-no. It's not, but it is because the people that executively produced the dating show that I was on last summer,
mm-hmm.
They're like mortal enemies with the executive producers of The Bachelor. So they
hate
each other.
But then wouldn't they want to steal somebody? Like, haha, we
no,
got her.
No, because they're going to be like, I don't want her because she agreed to be on their show or
okay.
whatever.
Like,
it's very petty, like juvenile stuff. And also I think once they find out, yeah, certain like political views of mine stuff, the execs I don't think are going to like me for that either.
Like what?
Yeah, what are your political views?
You can find out on Twitter. You can find my Twitter, by the way, at Joan Alksha.
For Bernie or Hillary?
Feel the burn.
No, don't make me choose between my two faves. Okay, so I'm going to read you what I wrote, though, because I think it's pretty funny. So this is exactly what I said on this application, which, by the way, they have two options. You can do this very short online application, which is literally your name, address, phone number, and why do you want to be on the show, which is what I wrote. They say on there, if you want a better chance of getting picked, you need to print out the long form and mail it in with all these pictures and a video of yourself. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, make their job easier so they make you really sell yourself.
Yeah, if God wants me to have this, like, if this opportunity, then, like, it'll happen through this one little paragraph. I've already done the dating show thing, and I have this show, and it's not that big of a deal for me to get on it or not. So I'm just going to give you that disclaimer. But here's what I wrote. Have you ever met a full-blown adult woman who eats like a toddler and cries like one too? Well, now you have. I call myself the Chicken Nugget Princess, and all of our listeners of the morning show I co-host know I'm obsessed with them too. I'm one of those girls that cries if I see a pretty napkin at a birthday party. I'm a hopeless romantic who has tried everything to find love, but my personality, unfortunately, can be so big it scares people away. I'm incredibly witty and goofy, and I don't want to be basic and wear an animal costume, but I can assure you my ideas for walking out of the limo on night one, if it's Dean, in all capital letters, will slay you. I'm honestly just an emotional ball of fluff and energy who's the only girl not married left in my friend group, and Bumble and Tinder are not working out. Although I did get a free trip to NYC to meet someone from Tinder, which is a story I should really tell you in person. If Corinne Olympios and Ashley Iaconetti had a baby that was raised by the twins, that's me. So that's what I wrote. So if they like it, I guess they'll call me.
Dear Jesus, this is Alex. Please get me on The Bachelor with who?
With Deanie Babies.
With Deanie Baby. Thank you. All right, well, I don't want you to leave, but good luck. I mean, if that happened, how long would you be gone?
Well, you can be gone for up to like 2 months, but that's if Dang. You make it to the end. Here's the thing. We all know there's no way I would ever get picked to actually be the girl that wins. No guy's going to want to marry me.
Aren't you worried they'd make you kind of like the cowgirl or the shark girl?
Well, that's what I said. I don't want to be basic and be an animal costume because all the girls have been doing that. But I have an idea that is so epic. It will blow producers' minds if they call me on the phone. I'll tell them. But I mean, this is all, you know, contingent on if they get Dean to be Bachelor and convince him to change his mind.
Are you going to make The Bachelor great again?
I would make The Bachelor great again.
Well, this is always an interesting conversation to have. I've been in radio since 2004, so it's been a while for me. Alex, you've been in it for a little bit too, and yep. Producer MYK. I don't know if you guys have went through this situation before, but right now, if you want to hop on our Facebook Live, Radio Now 100.9, we are there. And we're going to have a little conversation this morning talking about somebody on the Joe and Alex show, no longer
being with us, being a part of the show.
Yeah, they're going to be gone. I guess we threw this up yesterday on our Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and we kind of said, you know, hey, who do you think between Joe, Alex, and our producer, MYK, who do you think would be gone? And did you read any of this yesterday? Did you guys see the comments?
Well, I didn't read it, but because I knew before I posted it exactly what would happen.
What did you think was going to happen?
I knew that almost every single comment would say, I hope it's Alex.
And you were right. Honestly, you should be impressed with yourself because, let's see here, Brad Sparks had the biggest comment that went crazy on our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page.
Said, Brad Sparks.
Brad Sparks said, if Alex leaves, someone let me know so I can start listening again. She's so obnoxious, I had to stop listening in the morning. That's an interesting comment. You know, funny, that's his opinion. But 52 people liked it. And then people sub-liked it and said other things, too. Some other people were like, oh, I bet it's MYK. He's probably going to New York. So they think that.
Oh, yeah, and producer then, MYK. That's a really good prediction because we all know that producer MYK loves New York City. When we had our little vacation, that's where he spent his entire 2 weeks was in New York because he loves it so much. And I predicted he wasn't coming back from that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, people on there were saying things like, oh, well, I like Joe. I was surprised that nobody really hated me.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, somebody wanted other shows back, but nobody really hated me. But here's the thing. Let's just get right down to it. Do you guys want to just get down to it and get this out of the way?
Yes, but we're going to announce it first for Facebook Live. So we're on Facebook Live right now. If you go to Facebook and type in Radio Now 100.9, our like page will pop right up like that. And then you can watch this Facebook Live video because the people that are watching right now on Facebook Live are going to see before we actually say who is leaving the show. Because this person has gotten a ton of complaints. Management has been talking about them. Management has been coming to that individual and saying, I want this gone.
I want this person gone, so.
All right, if you're on Facebook Live, you can see this right now. The camera is going around, and it is...
Yeah, producer MYK, please put the camera on the individual who will be leaving the show potentially next week. Who is it? A little closer. A little closer. It's on Facebook Live, Radio Now 100.9.
Okay. If you don't know what we're talking about because you're not on Facebook Live right now.
The hint is on the camera right now.
The camera is fully engulfed in my beard. Oh my God. What are you doing?
The camera is zoomed in very close to your face.
Okay. You guys want my beard to go.
I want Joe's beard to go. Yes. We want Joe's beard to leave the show.
You want me to stay, but you want my beard to go.
Yes. And not just me. Literally everyone in this building, people that don't even work here, out of state, people that know us have been texting producer MYK and I and being like, yo, when's Joe getting rid of the beard?
Hold on a second. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex. So who is this?
Yeah.
Buster?
What up, guys?
What's up? What are you calling in for?
Oh, well, dude, this is like Christmas morning. Is this for real? You're going to get rid of that beard? Get rid of it.
Are people complaining here that they want my beard to go?
Dude, I tell you every day, and like, I'm not even kidding. Like, especially since we brought it up last week, so many people have come up to me and been like, oh my God, thank you for saying something like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, were you the one that did it? I saw there were some tweets at Joe and Alex show where it's like, Joe's beard sucks.
Oh, no, that was Elliot. Elliot was talking about it on here.
Oh.
The second we started talking about it, like people, it's like one of those things where people are like, oh, my God, thank you for standing up and saying something.
Yeah,
you know,
so
I feel like.
Producer MYK, zoom in towards Joe. Has a huge. There's a fat head picture of him in the studio of what he looks like with a more trimmed beard.
Oh, gonna weight shame me some more?
No. What are you talking about? A huge beard on a guy makes you look bigger, not slimmer. When you have your beard trimmed up nice,
you don't gotta call me a fat head though.
When you have your beard trimmed up nice, you look super handsome, doesn't he, Buster?
Yeah, like Joe was saying, he's like, well, I don't want to have my beard gone because then I'll look bigger or whatever, and I'm like, oh, okay. So, like, when you shave your beard, people are going to be like, wait, you're fat? No way!
Is this kind of like manscaping? Everything looks like... But doesn't everything look bigger when you manscape? I'm worried that my face will look bigger.
Bro, we're, like... I wouldn't think about your face looking bigger. Like, you need to look less, like, Killery.
Killery? What do you mean? Like a murderer?
Hillary Clinton?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm confused.
All right, hold on. Hey, guys, hang on. Here's the deal. I will shave my beard off, but there's something that I want all your help to do. Like, I have a condition,
okay,
and it has to be done by Friday.
Oh, he has a condition. Here we go.
Okay, everybody, I guess, is freaking out. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can tweet at us and let us know what's going on. I'm not leaving the show, but apparently everybody's got a problem with my beard.
The beard needs to leave the show.
Alex,
and the earth, and everything
else. Producer MYK, our bosses and management, even corporate has chimed in on this, I guess, that they would like to see my beard no longer be here. It's bad for clients and money and everything.
People from out of state want it gone. They don't even live here, and they're like, I don't want to look at it, even on social media.
We got Buster.
Listeners.
Go ahead.
Listeners too, man, like you go out to like things and events and like, you know, it's like, hey, we want to have you come out and hang out with the radio station. Don't mind the homeless guy standing there. Like,
dude, no way. People are like, hey, Big Joe. And I'm like, hey, legally, you can't call me that. And then like, dude, that beard's awesome. So people love it when they're doing that. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Evan, what did you want to say about the beard?
Yeah, I follow you guys on social media from Michigan because I'm friends with Buster. And I got to tell you, today is definitely Christmas that you're shaving that beard off because that thing is the grossest thing. And you know what's weird is that I didn't know you were fat. So when you shave your beard, I'm going to be like, wow, that guy's fat.
Listen, a beard covers up like the double and triple chin that I have.
No, it does not. Your body gives away your weight, not your freaking beard.
Okay.
I mean, I don't understand guys that think that kind of stuff. That's the weirdest thing.
Good morning, Joe and Alex. Who's this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, what do you think?
Joe, I'm going to tell it to you very, very straight. You do not shave that beard off. If you want to put a jar on the end of your desk that takes donations to have it trimmed up neatly every month or every 2 weeks, then I would say to do that. But that is... that is who you are. That is that's like asking Alex to cut off that long hair.
Or never to eat.
Feel comfortable
Never. That's like asking Alex to never have a chicken nugget again.
And yes.
Exactly.
No way.
No, this is who you are. Not. This is what you feel comfortable with. So if you want to trim it up where you're not catching, you know, your chicken sandwich hanging off the end of it, then fine, do that. But do not shave it completely off. You will feel so uncomfortable.
You brought up something amazing.
You'll feel naked.
I will feel naked. Listen, hang on. Don't go anywhere. I want you to listen. And Buster, hang on the line too. Listen, I will shave off my beard against some people's wishes and some do, but I want your guys' help. A coworker of ours named David on July 4th, right after midnight, so almost July 5th, ended up having his house catch on fire. I don't know if you guys heard this. It was on Fox 59. A lot of the other news stations covered it, but they believe it was from like an actual like bottle rocket or firework that landed on their garbage can by the side of their house. His wife went out there. They could smell the burning like plastic and ended up burning almost all of their house down. They lost almost everything.
They did lose everything. Only thing that they have left from the fire is the clothes that they had on their backs. Like literally the only thing is the clothes they had on.
Could you imagine that happening?
No, it is so sad. And David is a great guy. We love working with him here at Radio 1. And right now, they're asking for $10,000. They've raised a little over $6,500 on GoFundMe. So there's still quite a bit left that they really need help raising for our friend David. But we thought if we could raise $1,009, get it, 100.9, if we could raise $1,009, Joe would shave his beard.
I totally would, and I'd love if our listeners could step up and donate. Even here's the thing, it's small numbers. It's like little ants, you know, building something, or a bees in a hive. If you can do $5 or $10, that's cool. If you can do 20, that's even better. But
even if every single person listening donates $1, we'll raise more than what we need.
I will shave my... What? Go ahead.
Wait. So that means if we get you $1,000 to give to David Woods on this GoFundMe page, if we donate, if collectively we get $1,000, you'll shave that thing off your face?
$1,009. Yes, I will.
I'm going to log in right now. I got a couple stacks to spare, son. What else will you shave?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Alex will be doing the shaving, so wherever she feels comfortable.
Your own wife just tweeted us and said in all capital letters, Joe, kill the beard, kill the beard. Mike Bacon said, down with the beard, # make Joe's face great again.
I'm sorry, my screen just went blank. What was your name that you're still on hold? Buster's here, but what's your name that you wanted me to keep my beard?
Kathy,
would you be willing to...
I think that's a great thing to do. I can understand shaving the beard off. I thought you were doing it just for... to make everybody else happy, which was
no. That was the original thing, because I've been hearing rumblings inside, but I'm willing to do it if we can all join up here as a community and a team and help somebody out, because God forbid it would happen to somebody you know or to you. So if we can do this, if we can raise $1,009 by this Friday, which should not be hard to do with a big audience.
Yeah, where's
that we have.
The link? I'm looking on the website.
Awesome.
Right now. If you have it on social media,
here's what we're going to do. Right now, as soon as I play a song, radionowindy.com, it'll be right there on the Joe and Alex Show page. Also, we're doing Facebook Live. There will be a link on the Facebook Live video, so go to our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9, or our social media, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We'll put links. So any way you can find us on there, it's going to be on all of our social media and our website, RadioNowIndy.com.
Everybody donate whatever you can, even if it's $1 or $5. If everybody contributes a little bit, we not only will for sure make our goal of $1,009 for our friend David, but also we will raise way more than that. So that's the good news.
All right, cool.
$1,000 right now, and Joe, I'm on my way into my clippers, son.
Oh God, I don't want your butt clippers. I'll get my own clippers, dude. Thank you.
You're using my butt clippers.
No. Then we're gonna have to raise $2,009 for the butt clippers. Somebody's got a chance to win themselves a pair of tickets to the Indiana State Fair, and we are gonna get into it. Well, by doing what we do best, and that's using our mental power. We're very strong in the brain. I'm today going to try to guess, just by asking questions, what kind of vehicle you drive.
That is hard. Make and model.
Why do you think that's so hard?
Because, like, that is just really specific. I don't know how you could possibly know.
Well, this one's difficult because you're right, though. There's no, like, he was within 5 pounds by guessing your weight or something.
Yeah, like, you have to be exact.
Okay, if I can do that, I'm going to hook somebody up with those tickets. Let's go to Crystal on the Joe and Alex Show. Crystal, right?
Yep.
Okay, all I got in front of me is your name is Crystal. Let's see here. I need you, like I tell everybody else, even if these questions are embarrassing or awkward, they all have a purpose. There's a reason, you know, like a method to my madness. So please, Crystal, answer properly.
Okay.
And honestly. Here we go. First question for you. Would you rather eat pickled ears or pickled belly buttons?
Ew, what?
Ew.
It's hypothetical. Just think about it. Would you rather eat pickled ears or pickled belly buttons?
I guess I'm going to go with ears.
Are you serious? I 100% would say belly button because a belly button is going to be softer. Think about it. If you ate a pickled ear, how crunchy be all that cartilage?
Have you seen a belly
button? Yeah, but then you wouldn't have the belly button lint that might get...
Well, the lint and
there.
The sweat, you get your ears are gross, too. Those are full of, like, ear stuff. You know what it is, though, Alex? Good thing I didn't ask you, because I would have been thrown for a loop. You have an ear phobia. Like, your mom cleans your ears
still. That's
true.
Because I get scared about, like, puncturing something with a Q-tip, so I make my mom do it.
Okay. Crystal, your next question here on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you like NASCAR or IndyCar races more?
NASCAR.
Okay, interesting.
She likes fast.
Well, I mean, IndyCars are fast, too.
Well, that's true.
I think IndyCars are faster than NASCAR.
Are they? I don't know.
I think. I don't know the top speed, but they're close. And that's interesting, because I got to be honest, Crystal, when I picked up, I would have assumed you were an IndyCar fan by just hearing your voice. All right.
No.
All right. Unless this is going to get you fired from your job, I'm not saying you currently do, but have you ever done drugs? And I'm not talking like prescription medicine. Like I'm talking like...
Anything.
Any kind of drug. Pot or whatever. Have you ever done drugs? If you can answer that, please answer that honestly.
No.
Okay. That was a yes.
No, it wasn't.
In your opinion, what is the best gas station? Like if you can choose, let's say all the gas prices are the same, where would you prefer to go and get your gas and maybe run inside and get something to eat or drink?
Circle K.
Circle K.
Yes. Polar Pops, the crushed nugget ice, all that. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What CD is in your CD player right now?
24 Karat Magic, Bruno Mars.
Ooh. By the way, next week, we've got front row tickets that you can win on radio now, okay?
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know about that, kind of a nice tie-in.
Yeah.
How do you like your eggs? Like, do you
over
like
easy.
Them over easy?
Me too, girl.
Now, that's where, like, they're
like snot, yes.
Okay. Thanks for the visual. I'm going to say none here, but Crystal, how many kids do you have?
Three.
Wow. Whoa, she's got a lot of kids. You know what they say about girls with a lot of kids? Minivans.
Well, exactly. This is. I'm worried, though. Have you noticed all my assumptions before she answers have been off?
Uh-huh.
This may not be good. Uh-oh. I'm not even close. Okay, Crystal, a few more. Are you married or are you single?
Married.
Okay.
She's married with three kids. Not even just two kids. Three. She's got a huge SUV.
And have you ever hooked up in a car?
Yes.
What kind of car was the car that you hooked up in?
It was a Kia Sportage.
Oh, okay.
See, this... You always go with your gut, and that's what I'm going to do here, because my gut's telling me... My gut's been wrong today, so I'm not going to go with my gut. I don't know what
I'm
doing.
Is your gut telling you that she's got the mom vehicle?
Yes, because she has three kids, and she's hooked up, and you need something big to hook up in, usually. And just everything else that she said...
I didn't say it was a recent.
She could have been in college.
My gut is telling me you drive like a Honda Odyssey or something. But I'm gonna go against my gut today. Like a Dodge Grand Caravan, which are sweet too. I'm gonna go with something that doesn't make sense because I feel like maybe you got those.
She's
kids.
Trying to trick us.
Yeah. Well, no. Like it's just. I've been off. All my intuition's been off. I'm going to say that Crystal drives. Like a fast car, like kind of like a sporty car.
Okay, like what?
Yes, I'm sorry if this is wrong, Crystal, because I tried. I'm going to say Crystal drives a Ford Mustang. Like I don't know if it's a drop top or not, but like, you know, where you can take it back. But I'm going to say that you drive a Ford Mustang, but that's totally against what my gut's telling me to say.
You are correct.
Whoa!
And it is a convertible.
Yes!
Crystal! Hot mom alert! Whoa, your kids must be not little then. Do you have older kids?
I have a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
We are beyond excited about an event that's coming here to Indy. I can see Alex has been talking about this. Are you sweating right now?
I am a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got the waffle sweats.
What are the waffle sweats?
When you get so excited about waffles, you just start sweating. You pit out.
All right. We're talking to Ashley. She's with Baby Got Brunch, and this is a really cool event. It's going to be here for the first time here in Indy. This is going to be a 21-plus event, and it's going to be going on coming up in just a what? It's this month now, August 26th, I believe, from 10 to 2 at the Pan Am Pavilion. Hey, please welcome to the show, Ashley. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about Baby Got Brunch. We know it's 21-plus, but... Yeah. What is this event? What's it for? What's happening with it?
Yeah, so this is really Indy's first brunch festival. And okay. It's a charity event for the Patachou Foundation. And so they feed children in the central Indy area that are experiencing food insecurity and don't have great access to food. So they serve meals in schools.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So this thing here, is it going to be like one restaurant or two? Like, are there going to be how many restaurants are here for this?
Okay, so we have 25 restaurants, ooh, and they're competing in five categories of brunch food.
Oh,
so
my
we
gosh.
Have waffles. Don't get too sweaty.
I
was
gonna say,
we have biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. What? Whoa, I get the biscuits and gravy sweats. You didn't say that.
There will be like an egg competition, bacon. It'll be so fun. And toast, because toast is a really hot item now.
Toast is like my favorite thing about brunch. It
is very basic. What do you put on your toast?
I love the cinnamon sugar toast at Patachou.
Yes.
I feel like everyone
so
in Indy loves their cinnamon sugar
Gotta
toast.
Gotta have it.
That was really good.
And Ashley, by the way, is the co-founder of Milktooth. So, like, you know Milktooth if you live in Indy. So, you know she knows her brunch.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is going to be good stuff. And what about, like, alcohol, drinks? It's 21 and over.
Yeah. So, we actually, with the ticket price, it's an open bar.
Oh.
So, we've got mimosas and...
Open bar.
We actually have a Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar.
Oh, God,
really,
yes!
Amazing.
Maybe this will be my chance. I'm not knocking. All my friends love Bloody Marys.
I do, too.
I've never, like, acquired the taste, and you're so picky.
I know. It's so weird that I like Bloody Marys. It is so weird, but I like really bacony Bloody Marys, so I want a ton of bacon in them, and I love Bloody Marys that are made with bacon infused.
That's because Alex likes blood.
She does. She's out for it.
You know me, my murder shows. But I love bacon-infused vodka in a Bloody Mary. Do you think they're going to have that at the Bloody Mary bar?
I love that suggestion, and I will actually, I'll ask them.
Please,
we'll see.
Please, I'm going to be so excited. And how many tickets are left?
So we have roughly like a few hundred tickets.
That's
so,
it?
And the VIP tickets are almost sold out. So VIP, general admission is $50, VIP is $75, and VIP gets you in an hour early.
Oh my gosh, and where can you go to get tickets?
You can go to eventbrite.com or go to our Facebook page. We have an event set up on Facebook and click on the link.
This is crazy because I heard about Baby Got Brunch before you came in, Ashley, and I was like, Okay, $50 ain't too bad, but then like you're getting unlimited, like it's an open bar, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yo.
And is that the same? How does it work for the food? Can you go up there and just a different place you sample, or do you get?
Yeah, it's unlimited access to the food. So you have 25 restaurants to choose from.
Wow.
And we have like some of the best restaurants in Indy that are rolling out their own brunch programs, or they're already doing brunch, like Pioneer, Rook, Bluebeard, got 22nd Street Diner. Amazing places.
Listen, everyone listening right now, you have to come and get day drunk with me Saturday, August 26th, 10 to 2.
Alex is already day drunk right now, by the way.
Find me at the Bloody Mary Bar with hopefully the bacon-infused vodka. But you can find them on Facebook, Baby Got Brunch Indy, or Instagram at Baby Got Brunch Indy, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect.
All right, Alex, I'm sorry, Ashley, thank you so much for coming in here.
Thank you for having me.
Telling us about Baby Got Brunch. This is awesome.
This is so epic, so chronic. Every other city in America is going to be copying this idea. I already know. And hopefully it'll go so well that this will become a tradition.
Heck
yearly.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, too, we're helping out the kids at the same time.
That's right
there, too. So I love it.